SPP Regional State Committee Briefs, October 29, 2018, read by an automated voice. By Tom Kleckner. Changing of the RSC's guard. Little Rock, Arkansas SPP's Regional State Committee on Monday elected a 2019 slate of officers that includes Arkansas Public Service Commissioner Kim O'Gwin as its president. Scott Rupp and incoming RSC President Kim O'Gwin listened to the discussion. Copyright RTO Insider. The committee also said goodbye to New Mexico Public Regulation Commissioner Pat Lyons, who has served on the committee since his election to the PRC in 2010. Lyons is term limited, however, he is running to regain his old job as New Mexico's Commissioner of Public Lands, which he also held for 8 years. A Republican and a 10-year state senator, he is in a tight race with Democrat Stephanie Garcia Richard. New Mexico Commissioner Pat Lyons enjoys his last RSC meeting. Copyright RTO Insider. It's been a pleasure, said Lyons, the RSC's longest tenured member. I know everyone in this room cares for the affordability and reliability of electric services, and that's what we're about. Thank you for helping the consumer. Dana Murphy, chair of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, paid tribute to Lyons and SPP directors Jim Eckelberger and Harry Skilton, who are also stepping down from their positions. Fighting back her emotions, Murphy noted SPP staff members no longer with us and RSC members campaigning to retain their positions. Murphy lost a runoff in August for the Republican nomination for Oklahoma's lieutenant governor. After taking 45.8% of the vote in the GOP primary, she lost the runoff by more than 16 points. Some of you are wondering if it hurts to lose. It does, Murphy, who is credited with running a positive campaign. I would rather lose with honor than win without. Also elected as RSC officers were Nebraska Power Review Board member Dennis Grannon as vice president and South Dakota Public Utilities Commissioner Christy Feagin as secretary. Their terms and ogins begin January 1st. SPP, MISO regulators to meet November 11th at NARUC. The RSC issued its approval of goals and guiding principles brought forward by state regulators hoping to improve market coordination and SEAMS issues between SPP and MISO. A liaison committee comprising regulators from both the RSC and MISO's Organization of MISO States will hold a public meeting November 11th in Orlando, Florida, coinciding with the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners annual meeting. The committee has asked SPP and MISO to present white papers identifying barriers to more efficient SEAMS operations and transmission planning and offer solutions. Those papers will be discussed November 11th. The group's goals are to increase benefits to ratepayers in both markets by improving market-based transactions and operations across the SEAM. Ensure equal consideration of beneficial regional and interregional projects in transmission planning, including evaluation of projects identified in the coordinated system plans. Support the timely interconnection of new resources that includes consideration of the dynamics of both RTO's interconnection queues and improve inter-RTO relations through state-led cooperation. The OMS approved the goals and principles during its October 25th annual meeting. Dennis Grannon and RSC President Shari Feist Albrecht share a laugh. Copyright RTO Insider. The two committees agreed this summer to work together in the hopes of helping resolve issues SPP and MISO have not. The task force is seen as increasing benefits to ratepayers in both markets and ensuring equal consideration of beneficial interregional projects. The liaison committee includes Louisiana's Lambert Boissier, North Dakota's Julie Federkick, Missouri's Daniel Hall and Minnesota's Matt Schuerger from OMS, and Kansas' Shari Feist Albrecht, South Dakota's Feagin, Arkansas' O'Gwin and Texas' Diane Walker from the RSC. Iowa's Nick Wagner, NARUC's president-elect, serves as an ex officio member. COG addressing cost allocation in wind-rich areas. The cost allocation working group told the committee that work continues on a white paper reviewing cost allocation in wind-rich areas and determining whether changes are necessary, an issue raised by Sunflower Electric Power earlier this year. John Krajewski, who represents the Nebraska PRB, said the group developing the paper is analyzing rate design options that will meet FERC's definition of just and reasonable rates, but that also reflect cost causation principles. We want something that's easy to explain to stakeholders and FERC, and something that is easy to administer, Krajewski said. We don't want 6 different vendors and 5 years of back billing. The paper is due by the RSC's April 2019 meeting.